Welcome, Wealth Warriors. This is Tiz Gambacorta's No BS Podcast, the only podcast that delivers the uncensored truth about business and investing success from the trenches straight to your earbuds. Download a free copy of the No BS Guide to Wealth at guide.tiz.tv. And now, once again, it's time to claim back the No BS truth about success and wealth.
Hi, it's Tiz Gambacorta here from 8020research.com. And how do you achieve your goals? How is it that most people set goals and only very few achieve them? So how do you achieve your goals? What's the difference between those who do achieve their goals and those who don't? Well, I'm reading a book called 9 Things Successful People Do Differently by a lady called Heidi Grant Alverson. And she is a PhD and associate director of Columbia Business School's Motivation Science Center. So I found this very simple 5-step formula to achieving goals. Okay, so this will help you achieve your goals. So step number one, you may have heard this one, you write down your goal. Okay, so if you want to achieve your goals, it helps if you write them down for a number of reasons. I don't have time to cover them here, okay? And then the second thing you want to do is ask yourself, how will I know when I have succeeded? How will I know when I've achieved my goal? And you may have heard about SMART goals in terms of goal setting. Well, this is kind of borrowing a page from that book, right? So it needs to be tangible, okay? So if it's, say, you want to lose weight, well, wanting to lose weight is not a goal, but wanting to lose 5 pounds is a goal. So how will you know that you've hit that goal, that, you know, you've achieved that goal? Well, because you would have lost 5 pounds. And then you go back and you rewrite the goal, okay, using that information, right? So if you want to lose weight, then you rewrite the goal as, I want to lose 5 pounds. Number four is what she calls mental contrasting, okay? So essentially, what you do is you think about 2 positive aspects of achieving that goal. Okay, for example, if I want to lose 5 pounds, 2 positive aspects could be I'm going to feel more confident and I can, you know, wear that nice dress. Then you want to think about 2 possible objectives, okay, to reaching that goal. So for example, if I want to lose weight, it could be that I'm surrounded by junk food, or it could be that I'm, you know, I give up very easily into temptations. Okay, so if you're thinking, how can I achieve my goal? How can I achieve my goals? If you have more than one, you should. Then those are 2 things. So what to write down 2 positive things about achieving that goal, and then 2 potential obstacles. And then finally, okay, starting with 2 positive aspects, what you want to do, right, is you want to write how it feels. Okay, so let's say that, you know, I want to lose weight because I'll feel more confident. Well, how does that make you feel, right? You'll be more successful. People will look up to you. You will look better. You will come across as more confident, as more successful, whatever that is, right? And then the second thing you want to do is you want to write a couple of sentences about that obstacle. Okay, for example, I'm surrounded by junk food. Okay, well, then what you want to do is you want to write down why it's a problem. Well, being surrounded by junk food is a problem because it causes me to eat more than I should. It causes me to eat bad food. Therefore, it causes me to gain weight. So just to recap on this 5th step, if you're thinking, how can I achieve my goals? You know, what's the best way of achieving these goals? Well, you want to write 2 positive things about achieving that goal and 2 potential obstacles. And then you want to write how it would feel as a result of those positive effects. So how would you feel when, you know, you're wearing that great dress? And also you want to feel, you want to write why those obstacles are going to be a problem. Okay. And then at the end of all this, okay, ask yourself, how do you feel, right? And you're going to feel a lot better, a lot more confident, a lot more clear about achieving your goals. Okay, so remember, number one, write down the goal, okay? Number two, what you want to do, and just to use her words, is ask yourself, how will I know when I have succeeded? Number three, you go back and you rewrite the goal, okay, as a result of that specific goal, okay? So if you want to lose weight, I want to lose 5 pounds. Number four, you want to be writing 2 positive aspects about achieving that goal and 2 potential obstacles. Number 5, you want to write how you feel as a result of those 2 positive aspects. And also you want to write down why those two obstacles are going to be a problem. And then at the end of all this, once you've done this exercise, ask yourself, how do you feel now about achieving a goal? So thanks for watching or listening to this. This is Tiz Gambacorta from 8020 Research. If you've enjoyed this, make sure to like and subscribe this. Subscribe to this and also click on the bell icon so that you're alerted when new episodes are published. If you're watching this on YouTube, subscribe, comment below. I reply personally to all comments, and also leave a rating if you're listening to this as a podcast. This book on how, well, this little technique on how you can achieve your goals, or what's the best way of achieving goals, was from Hedy Grant Halvorsen, 9 Things Successful People Do Differently.
If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to smash that like button, subscribe to the channel, select the bell icon so you can get notified every time we launch a new episode, or leave a 5-star review if you're listening to this as a podcast. Before you leave, don't forget to click on that link in the description box, or go to guide.tiz.tv to get free instant access to the No BS Guide to Wealth. Thank you, and see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.